amazing friends, Iceman and Firestar. Amazing friends.
Hey, you're tuned in to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We are broadcasting on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter Dorelia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk Commons College. Yes. Sorry about that.
And we are your amazing friends.
Well, I like to listen to that intro, and I think we are the amazing friends
we
of
are.
Spider-Man.
So we are.
I think we are.
No, we are.
Yeah.
And we have are we Shecky's sidekick, or is he ours?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we're more like we're his sidekick.
I think you're right.
Yeah. He's really the star of the show.
He is.
Yeah.
Shecky Feltsy.
Because I'm like the pilot. You know, I guide the two of you through the Neanderthal radio waves.
Neanderthal.
Yeah.
That decide to pick us up. For some reason. I don't know why they do, but they do.
Neanderthal.
Discerning taste. That's why they pick us up.
Yeah.
All right. So what we do every week, as our listenership knows, is we start the show by talking about comics that are hitting the local comic book shop.
So, you know, for those who have never listened to our show before, we like to talk about industry news and comic book culture and everything that has to do with comics, and we are here to champion the local comic book shop.
Indeed we
and
are.
As you said, the first thing we like to talk about is new this week. Now, new this every Wednesday, comic books all around the world gets shipped to comic book stores.
Yes.
And we like to take a smattering of those that are appearing on your newsstands and just kind of very briefly go over them, a couple of highlights, and we're going to do that right now. Now, Shecky, do we have a sponsor for new this week?
Chris, I thought you'd never ask. New This Week is brought to you by none other than April Showers, when Old Man Winter finally packs it in.
It's just coming over the email right now.
These people that all scattered about it.
Yeah.
A lot of ellipses.
Ellipses.
When Old Man Winter finally packs it in, start floodproofing your house when the floods begin.
Well, that is true.
Nice.
Is
true. April Showers. I once saw a movie called April Showers.
Oh, yeah?
Christy Canyon was in it.
Yeah? How'd that movie play out? Well,
yeah?
It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Was it hard to watch?
Was lots of wet in there?
What? What do you mean?
Lots of flooding?
It was totally what it wasn't what I thought it would be.
I bet not.
Galway!
Who used to say that? What was that from?
Gomer Pyle, right.
Yeah. For those of you listening, that was
1961.
Jim Neighbors.
Yeah, Jim Neighbors.
It was funny. He would talk like, oh, you know, golly. And then he'd say, oh, la, la. Deep opera.
He had a great voice. Surprising voice. Nincompoop when he's talking, but he's of a sudden
great voice.
Pavarotti when he's singing. Right?
Pavarotti.
Yeah. Clouseau when he talks. Pavarotti when he sings.
Listen, we got to get to new this week. So here's a quick smattering of, I don't know, 8 or 10 different books that I pulled off the new this week stands.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, we've got Deathlok number 6 from Marvel Comics. Now you and I, we have all three of us, we have a good friend that actually helped the creation of the character Deathlok.
You know, Vince tells me that was in a drunken stupor that he didn't actually help create the character.
Oh.
He just helped with the guys creating the character.
Okay, so he was probably at a bar or something.
Yeah. Well, I think he was just helping with layouts and stuff like that, but he didn't actually create the character.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, so what Walt's saying is, in a drunken stupor, the truth came out and he admits he did not create the
character. Because I always thought that he helped create the character, but now the
truth comes out. In sobriety, he tells you he tried to create the character. Yeah,
well, either way, Deathlok number 6 is coming out. It's got appearances by Domino and a couple other guest appearances there. I don't want to give too much away, but Deathlok number 6 by...
Oh. I love Domino's when I'm in a drunken stupor.
No, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah. I agree.
Deathlock number 6 at your local comic book shop today.
All right, next one we got, now this one is a little near and dear to my heart because this is Nightcrawler number 12. Now, Nightcrawler number 12, this one's written by Chris Claremont.
Chris Claremont was
a big X-Men writer back in the day.
Yeah.
Artist is Todd Knock. And so you know what? I like this book because of the sentimentality that it brings back to me. That there's Chris Claremont who helped create the character, help you know expose him for who he is. I just really like it.
And it's Nightcrawler at issue 12, like you said.
Yeah,
this has been a full year. Nightcrawler can actually carry his own title.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of Nightcrawler fans out there for sure.
You know what? Since the second X-Men movie, when he had that, the best part of that movie was the intro, which was all
was
Nightcrawler
great.
In
that
the in the White
yeah.
House.
Yeah, great intro.
Awesome. I like it.
Great
hey, intro. Nightcrawler 12 at the local comic book shop today.
All right, you know what? I want to continue off with the Marvel stuff here. So we got Star Wars number 3. Now,
hey, wait a minute. Star Wars is at Marvel?
Star Wars is at Marvel now.
Wow.
You know, it's back to Marvel. It was at Dark Horse for many a year.
Didn't you and I cover that probably,
we
right?
Did,
a couple
we
weeks
did,
ago?
We did,
okay.
You know, for our listeners.
It's coming back to me now, Chris.
Coming back. you know, this is by Jason Aaron and John Cassidy. Man, I love John Cassidy's artwork on this. He's such a great character. He's a great layout artist, great character artist. I love everything about it. I gotta say, Star Wars number 3, it's a big hit.
Star Wars, Looking for Those Wars number 3 is available at your local comic book shop today.
All right, let's go quickly to Dark Horse. Speaking of Dark Horse earlier, Dark Horse has been doing this series of comics called Grindhouse. And so the next one up on their hit parade here is Blood Lagoon. Now, this is Grindhouse Drive-In Bleed Out number 3, Blood Lagoon Part 1. Now, this is by Alex DeCampi and art by Chris Peterson. It's heralds back to the old Grindhouse movies from the back in the 70s. So, you know what? Really looking forward to reading, getting a good read on that.
So that's like a dark, old school sort of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty looking cover. Yeah. Grindhouse number 3 at your local comic book shop today.
I have to make a statement, though, okay? Because you look at comic books, you look at the front cover, and you say, oh, okay, that might be a wholesome sort of comic book. Don't be deceived, because even on the back cover, you're already looking at...
It's got a little bit...
It looks like partial nudity.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of nudity.
It's on the back cover.
It's a dirty comic.
You don't expect to
see
nudity on a cover.
Wow, I didn't even see that.
Either the front or the back.
It's on the back.
Because when a kid picks up a book, they shouldn't be able to see nudity on the front or the back just by without opening it up.
Definitely not for kids.
But the back kind of reveals a little bit too much.
Yeah,
so
definitely not for kids.
If you're into that risque...
The big reveal.
The big reveal.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Next up, we got. I want to switch gears and go to DC. Aquaman number 40. So Aquaman has actually made it to number 40. Now
he rated it to number 40 as well.
And this is new 52 Aquaman.
And this is new 52.
Right.
A lot of people don't think that Aquaman is a very good character. Clearly, someone's doing something good with the character. Jeff Parker is doing the writing. Paul Pelletier is doing the art.
Here's the thing. Chris.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. What you want to see? Here's the dilemma. Here's the problem.
Okay, what's that?
You and I, being veterans of the industry.
Veterans.
We've got probably between us 78 years experience in the industry, at least.
At least.
You know, we pigeonhole Aquaman as a second tertiary character. But the times, they are changing.
So true. So
right?
True.
And some C-listers are moving up the charts and some A-listers are moving down the charts.
You know what? There was a time when people would have said that Aquaman was in the same realm as Iron Man.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say.
Iron Man.
That was exactly what I was going to say, was that Iron Man, before his film, before Robert Downey actually took him to A-list, who was Iron Man?
Yeah.
He wasn't an A-list character.
He was Tin Head. That's who he
was. That's right.
Once he moved to A-list from his current position, any superhero could do it with a good movie, with a good script. That's all it takes.
And you know what? Aquaman was one of the founding members of the Justice League.
That's right. So Aquaman number 40, well-deserved, and I'm sure he's going to hit another 40, no problem.
Okay, here's my next book
up
here.
Hey, and that's at your local comic book shop, by the way.
As all of them are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Next one up here, Gotham Academy. I really like this one, mainly because I really like Becky Cloonan's writing on this one.
Becky Cloonan.
Great storyteller. Gotham Academy number 6.
Gotham Academy, Chris, number 6. Available at your local comic book shop today.
Last DC book I want to talk about is Infinity Man and the Forever People. Now, this is number 9, and this is by DiDio and Keith Giffen. You know, for those of you who are diehard DC fans and they remember the old Jack Kirby Fourth World kind of stuff, you know, this is a big book for them.
The cover is a la Kirby as well. You can tell
the Kirby
totally
dots and
Kirby,
everything. Yep.
But it's also got the Kirby hair, you know, that black
hand,
jet black hair of the hand.
Fingers.
Right, yeah. That's a good-looking book. It's
It's a good-looking book, Walt.
It's a good-looking book. Infinity Man, number 9, available at your local comic book shop today.
Okay, now, Walt, about a month ago, you and I talked about Jimmy Robinson's The Empty.
He played, he was, he played, he's number 42, right? He broke into the Dodgers.
Right, shortstop.
Shortstop at the 50s Dodgers. Dodgers.
That was Jackie Robinson.
Okay.
This is Jimmy.
This is his brother, obviously.
Long distance
extended cousin,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Jimmy Robinson. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Robinson did a lot of different books. The one he's probably most famous for is one called Bomb Queen.
Oh, right.
One that
I really
like.
Now I remember.
And we showcased The Empty number 1 as a sleeper hit.
Sleeper hit, yes.
Because
we did.
We were talking about all the different Image books that come out and the fact there's a lot of number 1s that could possibly do well. And this was the one that you had chosen as your sleeper hit.
Of course
hit.
I did.
Number 2 is coming out. I just want to talk about number 2 because, again, great story by Jimmy Robinson here. Great intergalactic cosmic kind of story going on here. I really like it.
Listen, we got intergalactic cosmic type stuff happening with The Empty number 2.
Yeah.
And the only place that you can really find out about it is at your local comic book
shop. Right. Absolutely. The last one I want to talk about, I know you've got a book that you want to talk about. The last one I want to talk about is, you know, this one's near and dear to my heart.
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, as a child of, I was born in the 70s, but, you know, I grew up in the 80s as well. Gem and the Holograms.
Wow.
Now, you know.
I was thinking Hustler.
Well,
okay.
you'd think that. But you know what? Gem and the Holograms, I actually did watch the show when I was a kid. This is written by Kelly Thompson with art by Ross Campbell. I really like the fact that IDW, they are doing gangbusters with licensed properties, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, all that stuff. And
they
now
doing all that Transformers comics as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
and now they're taking on with Gem and the Holograms, and it's a nice-looking book. The insides, it's clean. I like the artwork. It's a
good-looking book.
It's a good-looking book.
Clean book.
Yep. All right, Grapes. Listen, that's Gem and the Holograms. That is a good-looking book. You know, never mind.
good number kid one. There.
Hey, check that out at your local comic book shop. And so we'll go over to me.
Over to you.
Yeah. Old right, Man Alley.
We're going to pick a book now, new this week. So when you walk into your local comic book shop today, you're going to say, hey, you know, what can I sink $100 into that will make me $15,000 next month?
Yeah, right? I think that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, but when you say that, for new this week, you're not assuming one book costs $100 that's new.
No. You go up and buy 30 of them. Whatever. Okay. How many books can you buy $100? Like 4, right?
Yeah, about that.
Brand new books?
Today's prices.
Yeah. So you buy a stack of them and literally 10 times your money 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And I basically tell the listeners which ones to go in and do that with.
Yeah. So what
is
this one?
Ironclad, fail-proof that it won't happen.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
I'm picking Darth Vader number 3.
Okay.
Of the new Star Wars line. By the way, I was talking with
Darth Vader?
No. Nicole.
Yes. Who's Nicole?
She kind of breathes like this. She goes.
Does she have emphysema?
Darth Vader's niece.
Darth Vader's niece.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And she also knows Chewbacca.
Oh.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Close friend.
So I was talking to Nicole. I go, Nicole, how is the Star Wars stuff doing?
Yeah.
And she goes, amazing.
Of course.
She goes, but because, you know, everybody was all like the number ones.
Gangbusters.
The Leia, the Vader, the Star Wars. But the stories are really good and they're interconnecting and the fans are loving it. So what, you know, and I think we all talked about it on the show is, you know, Marvel's not going to treat the Star Wars comic thing lightly. Let's just get it to, they thought this through.
Yeah.
They're connecting the dots.
Yeah.
They are making good stories, and it bodes well. Now, what Darth Vader number 3 has, and I won't spoil anything and everything, anything like that, but I like Darth Vader number 3 because it introduces a new character.
Oh, but there's no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay.
But we're not going to name names.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So whenever a new character in a massive universe like Star Wars happens, there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hey, why don't you spoil the best part that you're not spoiling? That this character is supposed to play a significant role in one of the upcoming films.
See, I didn't know that, but apparently,
see, there you go.
Apparently, this character is supposed to play a significant role in one of the upcoming
films. I've heard that somewhere.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it from me right now?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So, Star Wars Darth Vader number 3 is available at your local comic book shop, but probably not for long.
No, you better get over to the store.
Because, again,
right away.
It's not a number 1, so stores didn't go gangbusters and order 300 of them.
Right.
Yeah. So they might only have 50 of them.
Exactly.
And
so you should
scoop
all of them.
Who knows what other guy is in there getting 20 of them and they're sold out.
Right.
All right. You know? Right. Listen, let's have a quick musical interlude and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about industry news. What do you got signed up for so far this there, Shecky?
Well, you know, we're talking about the underwhelming Aquaman, so I feel like it's his due.
We haven't had that for a while. Let's hear it.
Bring it.
King of the sea, where the danger is, that's where he'll be, always defending you, yeah, you and me. Aquaman, he can swim faster than the fastest thing in the sea or on the land. With Mira, his beautiful queen beside him, he'll fight with all his might. Oh, you can always depend on mankind's truest friend, Aquaman.
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 Aquaman. Rock lobster.
All right, listen.
Pass the tanning butter.
All right, listen. We got to get talking about industry news. Shecky, do you have a sponsor for us for industry news?
You know I do, Chris. Industry news brought to you by Ryan Reynolds, who is willing to be as many different superheroes as possible in films so that even though he has... Oh, so that he has a claim to fame, even though he never wins an Academy Award.
You know, those emails just come in all jumbled.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. It's like,
a lot of ellipses and scratches.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, you know what I got to say, Chris? Yeah. Is good luck getting a check from those sponsors hack jobs of reading them.
All right, listen, Walt. Now, I know you don't see a lot of the Marvel movies.
No.
Right? I know you're a busy man.
I don't have time.
You know, I know you're looking after your 12 kids, and you got 12 stores as well, kid for every store.
Mm-hmm.
But listen,
inheritance.
I know. Yeah, you gotta work hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the next X-Men movie that's coming out is going to be X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men, and which one? X-Men or Apocalypse?
It's called It's called X-Men. Apocalypse.
Oh, right, I get it now. Yeah. Okay.
So
only have to tell me once, Chris.
Now, I don't know if you're a fan of Jennifer Lawrence.
She was married to P. Diddy.
No,
Bo Diddley. She was married to Bo Diddley.
Bo knows Jennifer.
Does she? Does he?
No. So listen, Jennifer Lawrence was
thinking of Jennifer Lopez, but not really.
Yeah,
because you're still like botching that.
He said. Yeah. He said P Diddley, which I don't even know who that is.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways,
keep going.
He tried.
So you're on a roll. You're doing well.
Oscar winner. Played Mystique in the X-Men First Class and in X-Men Days of Future Past. Apparently, she has said or maybe been told that this is going to be the last of the X-Men movies for her. So X-Men Apocalypse, we will not see Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique in
those
movies anymore. She's
done. You know
what?
Mystique is dead to her.
I have to guess this isn't her own doing.
This
is a huge role for a young girl. Who can, you know what, yes, like Hugh Jackman, who the fans say, I could not imagine another person playing Wolverine.
But here's the thing, though. Hold on, stop. Yeah. Wait a minute. Don't cut me off.
Here's
stop.
We won't.
Back it up.
Yep.
Okay. What's this girl's name again?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Thank you.
Yep.
So Jennifer Lopez, what her problem is, is she's got that blue stuff on her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you can get another actress.
You really can. Yeah. You know what? That was Rebecca Ramon Stamos before. Now it's Jennifer
Lawrence.
But
she has some screen time being her human self, like herself.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Though, in First Class, she had more.
More, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, though. The hero part character of it is makeup.
I think she's probably going beyond the X-Men movies. She's becoming a big star now.
So she's demanding more money.
Who knows?
Fox is like, you know what? We'll just age you another 5 years and say that you look differently.
Yeah, that's like saying, only Roddy McDowell can play Cornelius.
That's kind of true, though.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
not as Cornelius.
As Cornelius? I don't know. Roddy McDowell was a pretty good Cornelius.
But my point is, you can't tell it's Roddy McDowell and Cornelius, and you can't tell it's Jennifer Lopez in the blue stuff.
It's a great point. Yeah. Great point. All right,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Listen.
Okay.
As far as comic books to movies go, I Kill Giants, which is a graphic novel by Joe Kelly and J.M. Ken Nimura. They did a graphic novel, which is sort of like more of a kids kind of thing. Apparently, that's being transferred into a movie now. The script is going to be written by Man of Action's Joe Kelly and with Anders Walter, who won an Academy Award for his live-action film Helium.
Now, I never read I Kill Giants, but we have it at the shop, and it does really well with the young readers.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know it's a great young readers book.
I know Nicole, who I mentioned before, she recommends it a lot to parents and stuff when they come in, and it's a great book. I'm wondering, now, I mean, I've seen images, you know what I mean? I'm wondering if this is going to be like a CGI movie.
For sure.
Okay.
There'll be lots of CGI.
Like a Pixar type of movie, right?
I don't know if it'll be animated. I think it'll still, I don't know for sure, but I get the feeling it'll still be live action, but with lots of computer animation in it.
Got it.
Right?
Got it.
Next one I want to talk about is Deadpool. So
Deadpool.
Now, there's been all kinds of leaks and rumors going on, and of course, Ryan Reynolds has agreed to play the character of Deadpool. Deadpool production has now begun.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. So you know what? Ryan Reynolds has tweeted from his chair on the set, and he's saying that Marina Baccarin is playing his love interest, apparently saying that she's going to be playing a character called Vanessa, who is Vanessa Carlyle, also known as Copycat. So you know what? There's probably a lot going on in there. So you know what?
Yeah.
It seems like there's lots of comic books.
That's good, though, because I read on the same report, though, this Marina Macarena.
Marina Macarena.
She tweeted that took a picture of her a thing that said Vanessa on her seat, I guess. And that was like a spoiler because now we know it's Copycat, right?
That's right, yeah.
And
so they've
removed that tweet or whatever, but I guess, you know, the word is out now, right?
That's right.
So now all the comic guys going, what's first appearance Copycat?
What's first appearance Copycat?
Gosh, I don't know.
I don't know. What
is it Avengers? Or is that Bobcat? Avengers? Remember Avengers?
Hellcat.
Bobcat.
Bobcat.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Hold on. So Copycat. There's a good question. I honestly don't know what first appearance Copycat.
Let's do new for you, Walt.
I will look it up during one of our musical interviews.
Okay, please.
The next one, Chris.
Spider-Man.
So we got more movie news.
We got lots of movie news.
Man, where'd you get all this stuff, Chris?
I'm in the know.
Who are you talking to? Who are you tapping into?
I got friends.
Chris, are you tapping somebody?
I'm tapping into something.
Yeah.
Marvel CCO Joe Quesada has confirmed via Twitter that Peter Parker will, in fact, be Spider-Man in the cinematic universe. So remember there's some sort of hubbub about whether or not it's going to be Peter Parker or if it's going to be, what's that guy's name?
Miles Morales.
Yeah. And apparently it is going to be Peter Parker. So that's good news for Peter Parker.
It probably
fans.
Needs to be that way. It's just so classic. It's the classic Spider-Man.
It's been that way for, 50 years almost. So, why not keep it that
way? The thing, though, is all the money, right?
Here's the thing.
It's all the money.
All the money.
It's like, Marvel's got Spidey.
Yep.
Spidey made Marvel.
Yep.
Parker made Marvel. Really? Think about it,
Yep.
So what are they going to do now? Turn their back on Parker and Spidey?
You can't.
So Peter Parker is owed this role.
Ode
to Peter.
Ode to Peter. I think I would like it if you wrote a poem saying ode
to Peter. I will. Okay. I will during a break.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I shouldn't have said that, but now I have to.
Yeah, no, it's
now you have to, Walt.
Yeah, ode to Peter. I'm going to start writing it now and ignore you guys.
Okay.
This is wonderful news. This is the way it should be, and I'm excited about it because I'm excited about it for a couple of reasons.
What's
one, because it's Peter Parker.
Okay, absolutely.
And two, because Sony with Parker and Spidey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I know.
I want to see how Marvel/Disney does Parker and Spidey.
I think what's happening is Sony is kind of not relinquishing the rights to the character, but kind of going up to Marvel and saying, you know what to do with these characters.
Yeah.
You make the movie, you do everything you need to do, but we'll still own the rights and make all the money.
It's going to be a piggyback system in my mind where Sony is going to go to Marvel and eventually say, you know what, for one of Spidey's big films in the future, let's say one of the next two films for Spidey, they're going to want to borrow a key character that doesn't belong in their already licensed property.
Yeah, they want Iron Man or something.
They're going to want something like that just to beef up the Spidey thing because, honestly, Spidey's struggling more than Marvel's struggling with their universe.
For sure.
So they're going to want help. They're going to say, put Robert Downey in some of our thing. Put Thor, sailing in. Put Chris Evans as Captain America sailing in.
No, you know what should do? They should do that Ryan Reynolds guy. He should play Peter Parker.
Yeah.
My pick.
All right, listen. Yeah,
35 or 8-year-old Ryan Reynolds is going to be a 18-year-old teenager.
You know what? They can make anybody there at whatever age they want.
Yeah, they do what they want.
I want to keep on going here.
Keep on pushing.
So, Avengers Infinity War. Now, this is the big finale for all the Marvel movies. So this coming May 1st, just before Free Comic Book Day, which we might talk about later on in the show, we're going to have on May 1st, we're going to have Avengers Age of Ultron. And then we're going to have another slew of movies of Marvel movies.
A slew of them.
Like Black Panther and Doctor Strange, and we're going to have Inhumans and all kinds of great movies coming out. Now,
Deadpool.
Well, that's not part of the Marvel
universe.
Yeah,
you're right,
but we've got another Captain America movie.
We've got another
Thor movie.
Right?
Lots of stuff coming out. Now, the first Avengers movie was directed by Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
The second one's going to be directed by Joss Whedon. It seems like Marvel has taken a bit of a turn here, and they're going to get Joe and Anthony Russo, who directed the Captain America Winter Soldier movie.
That was a great movie.
Great movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
But they're getting those guys to direct Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Excellent.
As well as the third Captain America movie.
As well as Captain America Civil War.
Right.
So this is, I'm really surprised.
Do you think that they're losing faith?
I don't think so.
Did they like the way Captain America Civil War went?
No,
what's it called again?
I think it's both. I think Captain America Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. Thanks. Hey, Marty, leave me alone.
According to the news release, it says here Joss Whedon has pulled out after the first two films.
He pulled out.
Yeah.
He pulled out early.
Before he went bust.
Because he wanted to get back.
He pulled out before he lost it.
Before he lost everything. He wanted to get back to more personal projects. So,
yeah.
You know what? Here's a guy. Remember, he was the guy that was sort of the helm behind Buffy and Firefly and all these other kind of things.
So now he's got $1 billion quadrillion and he wants to do Room with a View or something like that.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. There are two things that mean lots of things when you're a big
shot. There are two things
that mean lots of things
when you're a hot shot in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
One is just getting the money from the big budget thing.
Show me the money.
But the second one is like making the franchise really pop and making it the best, biggest blockbusters you can ever possibly imagine. I don't think he would walk away from this franchise. I think that there must have been more.
You know what?
No, but there is Stranger more. There is more. No, Schexter. Listen, there is more. I don't know when I read this. I don't know where it was. It was
you
one of those.
Didn't
maybe
read it. You
yeah, you're right. I think I'm just inventing it. But just play with me here.
All
right. Don't play with me.
Play with you.
Stop playing with me. Run with me here. Go with me.
Follow
me. Hear me now. Harrison Ford.
Yep.
All the movies he's made.
Yep.
He said once, I read somewhere, the most important one, or somebody said, the most important one for him and his career
Blade Runner.
Was Witness.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the one that gave him an Oscar nomination.
Because everything else was adventure extravaganzas that really what it was. Witness was about him acting in a drama.
Yep.
And all the actors want that, and all the directors want that Citizen Kane or whatever the heck it is. They're just making Avengers movies.
Yeah, and you know
they want to make that little cute little important
not all
film.
Not all the time,
but you know what?
Not
you know
but
what?
Yeah, when you have this much success, that's all there is left.
You know what? And
except more success,
more money.
And speaking of Harrison Ford, he didn't really want to do Return of the Jedi, and he was actually hoping that his character would get killed off by the end of it.
Right.
So you know what? It's just they're done with it, right? Mm-hmm. Because you got to remember these actors; they're also artists, right?
They're done, but so are the directors.
But you got to remember Harrison Ford is also the guy who's like, "I'm Harrison Ford," and that's how he, precedes himself when he walks into rooms. I love Harrison Ford. Don't get me wrong.
I think there's other people that do the same thing.
He is one of the actors who's a little bit more full of himself than the average actor. So I think everything's playing to Harrison Ford's frame of mind.
But maybe
guess who's not coming on our show anytime soon?
Maybe Jennifer Lawrence is thinking the same thing.
I want Jennifer to come on our show.
Yeah, I think she should.
You just even if we didn't record the show that night, even if we just
hanging out with
hey Jennifer, we're willing to hang out.
You come in your Mystique costume because there's not much support in that costume.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Last one I want to talk about.
So how did we end that last one? Were we thumbs up to Harrison Ford or something?
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't even
know
what we're talking
thumbs
about.
Thumbs up to Harrison Ford.
I'm just Googling pictures of Jennifer Lawrence right now.
Nice.
So
okay. How come I'm the only guy without a computer on this show?
All right. Look. You know what? Okay. First of all, the Russo brothers.
Uh-huh.
They did a great job on Winter Soldier. So
right.
I'm sure they're going to do a great job.
I like them taking over the Avengers. I'm not sad.
No, not me neither.
All right.
Last thing I want to talk about before musical interlude is now. Well, you're a little bit older than me, a
little bit.
And Shecky, you're a little bit younger than me, a
little bit.
There's a show that came out
a touch or just three touches,
a little bit younger. So back in the day when I was a kid, there was a TV show called Fraggle Rock, and Fraggle Rock was a Jim Henson TV show about this little
Muppets.
Yeah, it was about these little creatures that lived in the ground, and they lived with these other creatures called the Dozers, and the Dozers would build up little structures, and the Fraggles would then eat the structures, and it was there was sort of like an ecosystem going on here. But it was a big Muppet type thing, and so apparently Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who must be a big Fraggle Rock fan. Uh-huh. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, for those of you who don't know who he is, he's the guy that ended up being Robin in the last Batman movie. He was in Third Rock from the Sun.
Right.
Kind of a big to-do.
He was in Angels in the Outfield when he was young.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lloyd
okay,
Danny Glover.
That's
how I knew him when I was a kid.
He's been in lots of things.
I grew up with that kid.
So apparently he's going to produce and star in a new version of a Fraggle Rock live-action adaptation of the TV show. So
sounds
apparently
very risky.
Yeah, it's. I think it's very strange. It's going to be a film.
Yeah, because it's more niche than Muppets. Muppets were way wider reach.
And even that these days, I mean, how many people can you expect to actually go to see a Muppet film?
Fraggle Rock is I mean, I don't know how many. It maybe lasted two, three seasons. Not very long. Very strange thing. But you know what? Apparently he's a fan. So you know what? Good luck.
You know what? That is a stretch. But I got an email from one more film that they're trying to make. Oh. And this might even be a bit more of a stretch.
What's that?
They're trying to make a Jolly Green Giant film.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Jolly Green Giant. It's about a mob informer that hits it rich, spilling the beans.
Oh. Ah, the beans.
Ah, the beans get spilled.
Nice. Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't think that one will make it very
long. No, I don't think so. I think that's dead in the water.
Dead in the water. Dead in the water. Right. Hey, listen, that's a lot of movie talk, so I think we need a
break. Have a quick musical interlude here. Shecky, you got something lined up for us?
Absolutely. To fulfill Walter's demands, going with a little bit of Krantz.
Nice, let's hear it.
Get them, boys. Mm-hmm.
Love me some Krantz. Hey, listen, that goes. That's a shout out to Steve from Comics Asylum that was here last week.
Yes,
you remember
yes.
We had Steve and his partner Vaughn here.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve, I thought I was a Krantz fan.
Yeah.
That kid is nuts with Krantz. He's a massive, a jazz head, and he loves Krantz.
Yeah.
He loves him some Krantz. I think it'd be him and I and you.
My dad was a jazz musician.
Oh, right on.
Right?
So, was he in Krantz?
No, I can't say that he was. He's a little old for Krantz, unfortunately.
All right.
Did you know that at one point my dad actually, when he was in his teens, he wanted to be a jazz musician so much.
Right.
He actually moved down to New York City.
Nice.
And worked at Macy's in the toy department and tried to get a gig, playing jazz and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sadly, at the time being what it was, he couldn't do it.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
Right.
So
you know when that was? Like, you know what era? Do you remember?
You know what?
Do you know when that was at all?
He was born in 1924.
Okay. So wartime?
He would have been,
right after the war?
He would have been like 1943-ish, during the war.
Yeah.
He would have been like 19 at the time, tried to get into the jazz scene. I remember him telling me stories about how he would go to see guys like Charlie Parker and all those old-time greats. And he would say, he would nurse a Ryan Coke all night long just because he couldn't afford a whole lot. He wanted to go to these different clubs.
That was in the early, the late big bands, early bebop, Bertha Cool days.
Yeah, he unfortunately, he never became the big jazz musician that he wanted. Came back to Hamilton and became an accountant.
Nice.
So that's what most jazz musicians do, right?
I'm sure
absolutely.
I'm sure he played with the books.
Yeah.
Hey-ho.
Playing something, that's for sure.
Yeah, listen, Steve and Vaughn, hey, shout out to you guys. Hope you guys are listening, and we're going to look forward to having those guys back on the show.
Yes, for sure. Listen, I want to continue on. I want to talk about conventions. Shecky, do you have anything for a sponsor for conventions?
Well, for Industry News Part 2, I absolutely do, Chris. Nice. And I'll try and reiterate this in 100% linguistic function for you there, Walter.
Good luck with all that.
Linguistic function.
Yeah.
What's your junction?
Hooking up phrases and clauses. Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
May I continue?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
We don't want to take the floor away from you, Shecky. Go ahead, sorry.
Industry News, Part 2. brought to you by investing in Star Wars new comic series. If anyone knows how to overhype a comic book series, it's Marvel, but you should still buy them.
Oh, that's very true.
You know what I was just surprised about? That he read that all the way through without screwing up.
I know, finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had YouTube bozos shooting spitballs at me the whole gang time.
That's what I like. Confrontation is good for the show.
Confrontation.
What's your situation?
Oh, I like that. That's good. Yeah. Good.
All right.
Can we just talk about something relevant other than you two Nimbusels?
Nimbusels.
Yeah.
Nimbusels.
Singing songs.
Nimbusels. I like it.
All right.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about conventions.
Maybe we should ask Shecky what we should talk about.
Yeah, you know what?
Heaven forbid us to talk about stuff.
Heaven forbid us the two co-hosts here. Yeah.
I want to talk about something hot.
Yeah.
You guys got anything hot for me?
Conventions.
Hot properties.
You missed that segue totally.
Conventions? I thought we were talking about conventions.
Well, you asked Shecky what
that
you wanted
true.
To
talk. That is true. All right, let's talk about hot properties.
Yeah, let's step on his toes.
Hey, you know what? This show is fluid.
It's all about Shecky.
It's all about Shecky. Let's talk about hot properties.
I want to talk about the spinoff show that I'm going to get that says... It's all about Shecky.
Yeah.
It's all my show.
Yeah, good luck with all that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Listen, so hot properties. Apparently, we're going to talk about that instead.
Yeah.
So ICV2 had a little tidbit on what they thought were the hot properties right now.
Yeah.
Number 10 was Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. So they had 10 hot properties.
10 hot properties.
And they list them in order of 1 to 10.
1 to 10, but I'm going to start with the backwards.
That's a good way.
Yeah, I like,
I like
the
that way. I like the back way.
Yeah, I've heard backwards. You like the back
way. Build it up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I've heard you like the back way. Ghostbusters number 10 is one of the big properties right now. Now, I don't know if that's because... It's the comic books are doing well, or
is that still hot? Why is that still
hot?
That's
what I'm thinking, right?
Huh?
I don't know.
No, you know why it's hot?
The movie.
No. Yeah.
What?
The Girl Ghostbusters thing.
Girl Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Which is the movie.
That's what they should have called it.
Okay.
They should have called it.
Thanks for coming out, Shecky.
They should have just called it Girl Ghostbusters.
Girl Ghostbusters.
Femdom.
Femme
Ghostbusters.
She Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Girl Ghostbusters.
Ooh. Now,
I shouldn't have went there.
I think we're crossing
that
borders.
That was wrong.
Girl Ghostbusters.
That's one of my favorite shows before I go to bed, Walt.
See, that's not what we want to do, guys. No. We don't want to be old fuddy-duddy male chauvinists. Okay, so Chris.
That makes things funny.
It's not on the air.
All right.
That's what everyone knows.
Apparently, I can't talk anymore.
All right, so Ghostbusters somehow made the list.
Yeah, somehow. Next one up, I don't even know what it is. It's called Marvel Dice Masters.
I know what that is.
What is it?
Ghostbuster.
Is it like Ghostbusters?
No, you morons. Okay, listen. I go to a gaming and card import.
Oh, we have a game. Shecky's a gamer.
We're the moron.
Yeah,
he's
the moron.
He's the guy going to
you guys got so catty so quickly. Can I just finish my thought, okay?
Good luck.
So, you know, like trading card games, there's Pokemon, there's Magic, there's all that. Well, apparently there's some sort of game that's based more on dice rolling, so it's like a risk thing.
Like craps?
Yeah, you know what? It's Marvel
Is that even
craps.
Legal in Canada?
You know craps, what? Huh?
Marvel
yeah.
craps.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel craps. You just throw them against the wall and you lose your your weekly salary.
No. You know what? No. Marvel crapshoot. Yeah. All you do is you roll some freaking dice... And,
I feel like I'm rolling the dice every time I read a Marvel comic. Yeah. Man, this one sucks again.
Nice. We hit a nerve with Shecky here. I think we just relax, kid. Come on.
Okay. Fuck it. You're good.
Okay, you know what?
Okay, so hold on.
That's
Marvel
nine.
Dice craps?
Marvel Dice Masters.
Marvel Dice Masters.
Marvel Dice Masters is apparently a hot property.
Apparently. I've never heard of it.
Hey, apparently you should go to your local comic book shop and buy it.
I don't even think, does the local comic book shop even have that?
Yeah, does it,
Chris,
Walt?
Don't ask me questions, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
maybe
so
phone ahead.
Hello?
Well,
y'all got Dice Masters?
Hold on a second. Here, hold on. Hold on. I got to ask. So, does this mean that, are there dice with different Marvel characters on it?
No. It's literally like you come with a satchel of 20 different six-sided dice.
Yeah.
Excited
and that's
dice?
What the entire
how do dice get excited?
Six-sided, not
excited. No, not sexually excited. What are you talking about?
I got some excited dice.
Because...
my dice is so excited tonight. They can't wait to be here.
They're popping. They're popping like a
All right, you know what? Forget the dice.
Snake eyes.
Forget the dice.
Snake eye. Yeah.
Hey, baby. You like the way my snake eyes look?
Okay, forget the Dice Masters. Number 8.
Okay, but it is a hot property, though.
Apparently it's a hot property.
Go ahead.
Saga.
That's Saga a Genesis. The book. The that's, comic the book? That's the video game?
Comic book.
That's Sega.
Sega.
So that's Sega.
That's hot?
No. Saga.
No,
is hot.
Sega's,
Saga.
Sega's dead.
And that's different.
Saga. Isn't that a musical group?
Saga, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they sing The Final Countdown?
Wait, I love that song. I never knew what that was before.
I don't think it's Saga.
I don't think it's that Saga. I think the Saga that they're talking about is the one that's by the Image comic.
No, that's disappointing, really.
The one you guys were singing was so much better.
I wanted it to be the band.
Because
then there'll be an ABBA comic right after.
Oh,
ABBA
yeah.
comics.
Dancing Queen, 17.
Only 17.
Okay, listen. So
you
next up after that, Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's still alive.
Hold on, we're not done with Saga.
Oh, sorry.
So that's hot.
Apparently it's hot.
Okay, so Saga is
now
hot.
Now we're done with it?
Listen.
Okay, we're talking about the hot properties. Yeah, They're all hot.
Okay, yeah, Saga is hot. Go into your local comic book shop and ask for Saga.
Good luck
with
all
that. That's all we had to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? The first trade paperback, isn't that the one where there's an infant suckling on the...
Suckling on a boob.
On a boob, yeah. Okay. Are we allowed to say boob on the radio?
I hope so.
Sounds like nature's process.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the next one.
I can't believe
that. They still
make
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I didn't even realize it was still going.
I didn't know.
No, Shecky. Shecky was a young kid once.
We all were.
Who played...
Because you were born with a briefcase in your hand. Yeah.
But Shecky used to,
in the village, they never had Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay?
Shecky used to run Pokemon tournaments.
Yeah. But Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you ever play Yu-Gi-Oh! Or as my
wife
would call it,
U-G-O. I bought one of those intro decks just to learn it, just so I knew what it was.
Yeah,
and then I
just to make money off it.
Didn't care for it at all.
No.
But never got. I didn't understand it, and that was after Pokemon.
Okay, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently is still hot. Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think these guys at ICV2 just make this stuff up.
I think they're about 20 years in the past.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's keep on going here. Batman, hot property.
Hey, that's true.
That is true.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what? You don't need a crystal ball to figure that one out. That's Mm-mm. that's easy.
And yet it's only 6.
You don't need Dragon Balls to figure that out, Chris. That's for sure.
Hey, look, you know what? I saw a doctor about my Dragon Balls. Oh, wait. Sorry. I thought you were talking about... Right. No. Different thing. Sorry.
Yeah. That is a condition.
The key there
that's called...
Always keep some Noxzema on hand.
Yeah.
Noxzema?
Yeah.
Keeps things nice and elastic.
Nice. All right.
Attack on Titan.
That's a manga thing.
Saran wrap.
and Vaseline.
For Dragon Balls?
Yeah. Sorry. I lost track.
Once you get Dragon Balls,
yeah.
If you don't cure the condition after an amount of time, there will become an Attack on Titan.
There will be.
Yeah.
Wow. But let's not forget to remind everybody listening that Batman is truly a hot title. I agree with their list on Batman. Hot title.
Okay. We've moved.
I'm sorry. We passed Batman?
We're on Attack on Titan.
Okay.
We're talking about medical conditions
I'm here.
Right now. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Attack on Titan. Yeah. I don't even know what it is. I think it's a manga.
It is a manga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of some kind.
Yeah, Attack on Titan. And it just pipped Attack on Uranus.
Okay. You know what the sad thing is that, you know, I would like to
He's
see...
He's the oldest and acting the most childish.
I would like to see Dragon Balls and Attack on Uranus on the same shelf.
Just saying. Titan is some sort of planet, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's actually a moon.
That's no moon.
that's no moon, all right. I'll show you a moon.
Right. Okay, so Attack on Titan. What is that? Is that like... don't tell me. Is that like a Greek mythology type thing?
We freaking told you. It's just an anime
it's a manga.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure we said that about five times.
All right, then. Let's move on. What's next, Chris?
Avengers.
Keep this thing going.
I'd love to. Avengers, hot property.
Avengers.
Number four. That's it.
That's number five. Yeah, Avengers number five.
Number four.
Hot property.
Four. It's number four.
Hot property.
Number four. Yeah. You're right.
Hot property.
The title.
Number five. Moving to number four. Avengers.
Okay, I agree with that.
Right.
Avengers is a hot property.
It is. It's a
hot property. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Pokemon.
Again. They still make that?
You know what? I think you still got some Pokemon gum from 1928.
I think so.
28.
I remember, hold on.
I got to tell an old war story.
There's a certain distributor in the neighborhood that I won't mention the names of, because probably it's some sort of libel thing or something like that. And so when Pokemon was hot back in 99, 98, wherever the heck it was, 2000, so everybody, all the retailers, all the local comic book shops were trying to get Pokemon stuff.
Yeah.
Cards,
yeah,
right? Cards, it was all about the cards.
Yeah.
But the distributors and the manufacturers, because Pokemon was hot, they would start making all other kinds of Pokemon crap.
Yes, yes.
Crap. So somebody decided to make Pokemon gum.
Yes.
Oh, you know, like the you know that chalky gum you got in old hockey cards?
Yeah.
I was living in that.
So, yeah. I know. Yeah. So, but it wouldn't sell.
I can't imagine.
No,
So you'd phone the guy, hey, blah, 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 distributors. Yeah, can we get like 6 cases of Pokemon cards? Yeah, if you take 6 cases of Pokemon gum. So we would figure out, okay, like Pokemon packs, $70. Pokemon gum, $30. Okay, we're just paying $100 for the Pokemon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was it.
And you know what? I was one of those 12, 13-year-old kids coming into your shop, Walt.
Yeah.
And guess what? I didn't want to pay for the Pokemon gum, but I guilted your employees so much that summer when it was my birthday.
Yes.
To give me a free thing, Pokemon gum. You know what they did?
What to do?
They said, okay, here's Pokemon gum. And they threw it down one of your aisles, and I had to run after it. Like some sort of slave peon.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Well, you're a punk-ass kid
coming in and bugging them. What else would they do?
But then I got that Pokemon gum, and they laughed about it the whole time.
So apparently Pokemon is still
hot. Still popular.
Okay.
Magic the Gathering. Now, Shecky, this is right
up the Shixers
alley.
Friend butter.
Yeah. So apparently that's still popular.
You know what? This is exploding over the past 3 or 4 years.
Exploding.
Since Hasbro picked it up, the property,
mm-hmm.
it's essentially like the same thing that since Disney bought Star Wars and Lucasfilm and everything like that, they decided, hey, we have a great property here that's kind of sitting just null. You know, they're breaking even.
Null and void.
They're not doing much. They're still continuing their brand, but they're not going above and beyond. And all of a sudden,
they're treading water.
Once Hasbro bought Magic the Gathering, they started exploding. They started pumping it out.
Exploding.
The advertising
Pumping it out.
The advertising dollars started going up.
Up.
So it started expanding to all the young kids, the new generations. And now Magic the Gathering is everywhere. And year over year, it is bigger than it's ever been before for the past 3 or 4 years.
Bigger than ever before.
And now they have a live.
Wow, it's bigger than it's ever been before.
You ever heard that before?
Hey.
No. Sure.
Now they have a live action film planned. And they already have 7 planned before the first one's even filmed and done. And they're claiming that it's going to be bigger than the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Wow. Seven. Right. Lord of the Rings trilogy.
You numbskulls, you know what?
Hold on here.
I'm just giving you the info that I have.
No, listen, I heard everything you said.
I heard
it. What surprises me out of this top 10 here is, let me recap.
Recap.
Okay.
We're not at number one yet.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, is number 2.
Pokemon.
Number 3.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Number 5. You're missing 7. A couple here. Yeah, 7.
No. But I'm saying those are all like those dumb little card games that kids play.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Dumb little card games?
Oh, and don't forget Marvel Dice Masters.
Oh, yeah. And Marvel Dice Masters.
Yeah.
That's dices and slices and does all kinds of things. Yeah. So that's good, though. But hey, listen, that people like playing card games.
Yeah, you know what? They like to play.
So, number one, we've done 2 to 10.
Yeah.
No, we've done 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Right.
Is it 10 to 2 already? We're going to get going.
It's close.
Yeah.
That's
so
like driving,
now,
right?
the number one hot property is
Star Wars. By and large, Star Wars is the number one hot property, and you know what? That's evident by the movies coming out, by the TV shows, by the comic books, toys, games. You name it. It's number one.
I thought it was like spandex undergarments.
You know, that was number.
They're making that too.
That's the next big thing.
Yeah,
they're planning on. But you know what's really hot is Star Wars spandex undergarments.
Oh yeah.
So you can become R2-D2 if you want. Yeah,
if you want.
Listen, we need a cleanse after
that fiasco.
We need a bit of a musical cleanse here.
Feel a little dirty there, Chris?
Yeah, you know, I think we need. Do you have any more crayons?
Hey, what was that poem I was supposed to write about?
You're supposed to a haiku or no, an ode. An ode to.
To who? To haiku?
An ode to haiku.
Yeah.
I think it was an ode to, I don't know, ode on a Grecian urn. No? I don't know. What was it now?
I'll come up with something.
I know to X-Files convention, Infinity War. I don't remember what it was. Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Ode to Fraggle Rock.
I don't know.
All right, listen, let's have a quick.
You have no idea what's going on, Chris, and since you requested Krantz, you're going to get Krantz.
Oh,
nice.
Krantz.
You
know Krantz.
Because you're out of control,
yeah.
You're going to get out of control.
All right, let's hear it. Oh, sorry, that was something else. All right.
That was good. Look, well, that definitely wasn't time to write an ode.
No, did you have time?
Yeah, I got to roses are red.
Yeah.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
And then I had to stop.
Oh. Yeah. Roses are red, violets are blue, odes are dumb, and so are you.
So are you.
Oh.
Well,
mm-hmm.
No.
Thank you.
I didn't mean you. I just meant like in general.
No, we know what you meant, Chris.
All right, listen. I want to talk about Walt. You were at the Toronto Comic-Con.
Want to talk about me?
Yes, I want to talk about Walt.
Okay.
I want to talk about you and how you were doing, and I want a little bit of an update at the Toronto Comic Con, which took place this last weekend.
Hey, Toronto Comic Con, so I was there, and Shecky was there, too. Hey, you know what I did at the Toronto Comic Con?
What did you do?
I'm going to tell you what I did at the Toronto Comic Con.
Tell me.
Not working hard.
I believe that.
I hosted, emceed the Captain Canuck panel.
Hey, fantastic.
In room 803.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. It's over. It's done. And there's a couple hundred people there.
Yeah.
It was a packed room.
Hey, Chris. Nice. Guess who got asked to do the exact same duty, but then was taken away from him?
You?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shecky was first pick.
Well, he is better looking.
Yeah, and he's more well-spoken.
Yeah. Well, not tonight he's not.
So hey, anyway.
These sponsors are coming in jumbled.
I was the third choice or fourth.
Yeah.
So I go, yeah, sure. And it was a packed room.
So what did you talk about?
You.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I found that hard to believe.
No, there was Kalman Andrusovsky on the panel. George Zadi of the Snail was on the panel. Believe it or not, Richard Cumley was on the panel, the creator of Captain Canuck.
He should be, yeah.
Michael Paquette, I think, who's with Smiley Guy, the animation studio.
Yeah.
He was on the panel. And Paul Gartner, who
is like
an executive director, executive creator, or whatever the
heck
he
is.
I don't know. He was on the panel.
How was the rest of the show? I don't want to talk too much about Captain Canuck. How was the rest of the show?
I was on the panel. And I did the panel. It was fun. And I did it, and it was fun.
Okay, but
then I had to run back to the booth because the booth was busy all week.
So tell me about
all
the show.
All weekend, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the show.
What did you want to know about the show?
What was the vibe like? Was there was more importantly, how were the cosplayers? Was there lots of hot cosplayers?
There were a lot of good cosplayers.
Okay.
There was a lot of attractive cosplayers.
You know what?
And there were a lot of innovative and cool cosplayers.
And that is because of a direct result of, I think, Walt, you would agree, over last year's Toronto GTA Con or whatever this one is, the Fan
Toronto
Expo.
Con. Toronto
Fan Expo Minor,
yeah,
let's say.
Fan Expo.
Has grown exponentially over this year. It's like another 40% larger.
What?
So there are a lot more cosplayers there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now this is a 3-day show now.
It's a big show. It's now developing. The Toronto Comic Con of spring, of March, is developing into a major show.
Okay, now I've got in all seriousness, and I don't wanna, we only have 2 minutes left here, but in all seriousness, I got to ask you a question. This is
I ran into some
guys on the weekend,
uh-huh.
and they were all surprised that I didn't go to the show.
Right.
And I said, you know what? It's not like the old days where there would be a show and you got to go to the show because it's the only one. Now, it's like if I miss the May show, I'll go to the June show.
Yeah, or the July show.
Or the July show.
Or the August
or the whatever.
Show. Or the September
show.
Because
now there's like 6 shows in Toronto, and there's a Niagara show and a Hamilton show.
Uh-huh.
And if I miss that, I'll go to the Detroit show.
Burlington show.
Burlington comic and toy show. And there's, you know, the show after
What's
show
What's
the
question,
after show.
Chris?
My question is, are we becoming inundated with these shows, and is there going to be a burnout to all of them?
I don't think so. What happens is, I don't think once.
Well, that's all the time we have.
I don't think once is enough for the shows.
Right.
If you're a fan of pop culture, you don't. Okay. Once isn't enough.
Okay, but. Is 12 too many?
You know, not per each city, though. Like, what yeah. it is per each city. So Toronto is, what, the fourth largest, between Canada and the United States, the fourth largest metropolitan center, it's the third largest show.
What I was
going
to say was the fact that, yeah, sure, there's this Fan Expo in spring, Fan Expo in summer, but then there's also the Burlington, the whatever, the toy show, the but half of them are just toy show specific. The other half might be more Comic Con and media specific. So really only maybe a third of them apply to the things that you're really interested in. Whether you like comics, whether you like media,
there's also
like
the
anime.
Niagara show and the
but I'm saying
Hamilton
like you wouldn't want to go to all of them anyway. You just want to pick
I think,
and choose.
I think
your
where
three or four.
Who it's hardest for the public and they just pick which show to go to.
Right.
And as long as all of them are filling up, who cares?
Right.
But
right.
where who it becomes very, very difficult too is the vendor because
right. pick and choose.
They don't, and they have to pick and choose which show, but then they don't know what the heck to bring based on the demographic of who's coming.
Yeah,
you know, in the
yeah.
old days, you go to a Comic Con, I'm bringing comics.
Yeah,
it's not so
very
simple
true.
Anymore.
Nowadays,
right?
you're bringing bobbleheads,
you're bringing
and,
who
pop
knows
vinyls.
What you're bringing.
Yeah.
Every con, it changes what you're bringing.
I didn't go to this show, but I'm going to go to the next show for sure.
Hey, just Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, engineered by Chris Owen. Catch us at always 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com.
And please go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.
See you next week.